Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
All right, let's do a show for these people. Good day, I'm Ray Foley. There's my friend JP.
How are you?
Tuesday the 13th of August, 2024. Guys! Guys! It's soft launch day 500! 2.5 years on! From the momentous occasion on the 14th of February 2022, when Today FM played the ultimate game of Jamember by hiring one guy and his pal to come back and do afternoon radio. The incredible return of me, Ray Foley. JP!
Hello!
And here we are. What did I expect to last 5 days? I gave out the wrong cash machine total on the first day. 500 shows later, ladies and gentlemen. It is soft launch day 500. Let them in. Bring them in. You can come in now, guys.
Come on.
In you come.
Guys?
The cake and the... is there nobody out there?
Hang on, I'll have a look out the window.
There's like 15 managers of this place. Did any of them... Did any of them like it?
Hello?
Is there like a foil balloon? Like free
Hello?
Foil... I'd love some foil balloons with like 5 and 0 and 0. And then a cake with 500 candles on it.
It's kind of quiet out there at the moment.
Are they just gone on lunch?
Oh, that's what it is.
Has anyone signed for the helium balloons? No one's on reception to sign for the... What if flowers are... Or even a card signed by all of our colleagues who love me?
Is there any bunting, guys?
Soft launch day 500. This incredible occasion. 500 shows back in the afternoon.
Like, we had 2.5 years to prepare for this, guys.
Guys, I've been asking for this every single day at the beginning of the show. Maybe they thought I was joking. Are they pranking us? Are they doing some sort of a video?
Okay.
They're doing a video for Facebook.
Yeah.
They're going on Facebook Live.
This is not real. Thank you so much.
Today FM's summer cash machine.
Right? Are they... Go on to Today FM's Instagram there. Maybe they're doing a live.
Have they posted something?
They're all on it. They're all outside in the next room, I guess, and they're all videoing a stream.
Is that what that is?
And they're doing this...
Oh, yeah.
What? Is there anything? What's the last thing on Today FM's Insta?
Something about the Soundgarden at EP.
This is all one big, this is a big joke, is it?
There'd be a big payoff at some
big joke.
Point.
I tell you what, we'll pretend we're in on the joke.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll pretend to be surprised. We'll go along with it for now, okay? Just go along with it. Do you remember any of the bits that we did over the last 500 shows? Who's that? Beanie with the family on holiday says, love the show. Hey, Ray and JP. It has to be Ray telling a story about bringing his son to the dentist. I cried laughing. That was very upsetting, actually.
That was where you passed out.
Yeah. That was very upsetting.
For you?
Yeah, and the child. The child was out. He was fine in the end, but I didn't realise how bad I would... I knew I'd get a bit woozy, but I wasn't... I practically had my head out the window and I still fainted. It was very upsetting. Oh my God. I think I need to move dentists still as a result of that. Wow. 08741-10102. Haley's over there as well. Haley.
Hey Ray, JP.
Hey Haley.
Congrats on the 500 shows. You've made it.
Thanks.
My favourite moment from the last 500 shows has to be hand weakness awareness. That was by far the funniest.
What do you mean funniest? Why would you be laughing at this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah, I suppose, Hayley, it's important that the thing is, yeah, sure, we've had some laughs down to the...
It's light and shade, Ray.
Yeah, we've had some laughs down through the last 500 shows. There's been ups, there's been downs. And yeah, great. We can have a laugh. We can give out some prizes, do cash machines and whatnot. But guys, we do some important stuff here on the radio. Are you listening, Backhurst? We do some good stuff here as well, you know. And I think Hand Weakness Awareness Week was one of the highlights. One of those moments, really, where it shows the power of radio.
I'll be interested to see if Hand Weakness Awareness Week happens again in 2025.
I don't get the laughing at a thing, though.
My favourite moment from the last 500 shows has to be Hand Weakness Awareness
Week.
That was by far the funniest thing that's ever been done. Congratulations, and here's to the next 500.
Very kind of you. Yeah, I suppose we raised a lot of awareness that week. Weakness about hand weakness. Awareness about hand weakness. It's ringing. And there's a lot of strong hands out there now as a result.
Sorry, yeah.
And there's a lot of understanding. Hey,
well, you've empowered weak hands.
This is it, you see. I think those of us a weak of hand, we're now stronger. We're not necessarily stronger in our digits. We're stronger up here.
Mentally.
Mentally stronger. And that's important.
How are your hands, Hayley?
We're okay now, yeah.
Hey, don't drop the phone.
No, no, I won't. I've one hand, I'm doing my hand strengthening exercises, you know. Okay. Very important every day.
Yeah. And you're able to hold out the phone with one hand, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes to show off, Hayley.
Since the Hand Weakness Awareness Week happened, yeah. I'm just so much more aware of my hand.
Do you find you're more mentally resilient now because of Hand Weakness Awareness Week?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you see, there's those of us then, Hayley, that have to use those little earbuds.
Do you know what?
That's true.
You laugh, Hayley, but actually Ray's just come through a fairly tough couple of weeks with the Olympics being on. Because, I mean, you watch somebody like Reese McLenahan on the pommel horse, and he's got a fabulously strong hand.
Stop
two
that.
Of them, in fact. It's a tough watch if you're in the Foley household, lad. It's a tough watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fairness, he's tough wrists as well. You know, there's a lot of better wrist action too. Sometimes, you know.
Well, we're not. That's a different week, Hayley. That's WWAW. That's wrist weakness awareness week.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, this is what you know. Public broadcasting, you know, on the airwaves every day.
Are you listening, Backhurst?
Aware of, you know, potential devastating. Yeah. You don't keep those hands.
Debilitating. Do you know what? We were watching one of my kids. He accidentally flicked on the. Did you see the speed climbing? Did you see this?
Yeah, with the ropes. Yeah,
that was wild. Mm. It's just scrambling up a wall as quickly as you can. There was one of them. They do it so fast, like they scramble up so quickly. Obviously, devastating for me with my hand weakness and all, and not to make it about me because these are people at the pinnacle of their sporting careers.
Sure, it's their moment in the sun, right?
Representing their country and winning golds and all the other medals, and yeah, sure, I was upset, but I was immediately thinking, geez, your man's like Spider-Man. The way he scrambled up that wall at such speed, like.
Have you inspired you now? Are you going to take on?
Well, I'll never be able to do that, Hayley.
Well, I know someone. One of my friends is going to give up work and go for the next round of the Olympics, and she's going to go for that break dancing.
Oh, I've got some bad news for you. What's your friend's name?
I don't think I could name her now on the radio in case she doesn't get through to the Olympics.
Well, I can promise you she's not going to get through.
I think the Australian athlete was her inspiration.
They've scrapped it.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, it's not coming back next year. Yeah.
Well, so I'm sure that's fine. It's a different sport. Maybe something around the hand strength category.
Yeah, she could maybe give that a go. Mm-hmm. I know I can rule myself out, definitively rule myself out of that one. Well, mm-hmm. I wonder, can someone be, these drug tests that they do for performance-enhancing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Is being bitten by a radioactive spider a measurable performance enhancement?
If it's in your blood, it's in your blood, Ray. You know what I mean?
This is it. They'll have to say. I mean, do you need to pee in a cup to be tested to be bitten by a radioactive spider?
Are you saying Peter Parker was in PEDs?
I'm just putting it out there. These guys, you should see some of these guys. They look like Spider-Man scrambling up that wall. It's incredible. Hayley, you still there?
I am. Yeah.
You're not busy, Hayley.
Are you busy on Friday between 2:30 and 4:00?
Well, I can make my plans. I can sort out my afternoon diary, of course.
Are you busy this week across the rest of the weekend then?
No, I have no plans.
Well, in that case, come along. We'll bring you to Electric Picnic 2024. Babes, you're in Dublin,
thanks,
aren't you?
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, I'm in Dublin. I'm actually in Kildare, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that even better. Because we're trying to pick up everyone. We'll pick them up on the bus, pick you up on the bus. You got two tickets. Bring someone along with you. Weekend camping passes for Electric Picnic 2024. We'll drive you there.
Thanks,
we'll get you there for, well, at least for Friday, because I'm supposed to be on stage Friday at 4 o'clock. So we'll see you there at the FM Soundgarden stage. Well done.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
Find yourself. JP? Ray?
Yes, Hayley.
Oh.
Love the show.
Hey!
Ray Foley.
FM playing the music you love, and there it is. That's your soft launch day. 500 shows in the afternoon. Clapping for ourselves shamelessly and without any irony. It's a disgusting thing to behold. Thanks for all your text messages. Thanks for all your lovely remarks. And you know what? Thanks for listening. To think that we get to do this and that you endure it every day is lovely and wonderful. All your texts, remembering stuff. The guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show.
Oh, no.
Yes. JP's got the list of all of the things we didn't get to do on today's show. Do you remember we did all this on the last 500 shows? Go!
Guys, we've spoken to cheerleaders, brass bands, barbershop quartets, a music conductor, comedians, magicians, record breakers, Olympians, a nun, a bishop, a champion whistler, chefs, psychologists, a sniper, the Je Suis Un Baguette guy, and Hugh Jackman, not to be confused with Hugh Jackman. We had our various health scares, my colonoscopy, your gastroscopy. You got diagnosed with ADHD. You bravely talked about your hand weakness on Hand Weakness Awareness
Week. Very brave.
All the Tell Me I'm Wrongs with Lauren and Karen, movies with Keira King, the Bluey roll calls, our Christmas special, Feliz Navidad. That was great crack. We did Today FM Secret Smell with Ray Foley on Today FM. They said it couldn't be done on radio, and it almost wasn't done on radio. We talked about rat-faced men, shin-kicking, growing spuds, growing beetroot, albino lobsters, turkey-sized meatballs, missing meteorites, and the menstrual cycle. We had DJ J.O., the Friday mixes. In the world of politics, we were in Ballina for Joe Biden's homecoming.
Oh, yeah!
I had my blossoming friendship, or was it a romance, with the ambassador for Finland, Lena Gardenmeister.
Yeah.
We spoke to Senator David Norris on the show. Guys, we tested ourselves a lot. We did a baked beans taste test. We tested how quickly you could put on a pair of waterproof trousers in the studio. I subjected myself to a lie detector test, which called into question the nature of our friendship, Ray. You sang with Princess Jasmine from Aladdin. You learned how to play the tuba. You discovered it's pronounced Lemsip and not Lemzip. We gave away holidays, TVs, garden furniture and pens, and millions on the cash machine since 2022. We told you to cop on, guys. We made a load of phone calls.
This is lovely.
It's ringing. We had thousands of love the shows. Hey!
Hey, sorry, do it again.
We had thousands of love the shows.
Hey!
We had far too many W's and not enough la 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 long weekends. And we asked Kevin Backhurst if he was listening fairly often.
Are you listening, Backhurst? That was lovely.
Wow-wee.
That was really touching and sweet and lovely. It sounded like a eulogy, yeah. But we will back, in theory, we're back for a show, 501, soft launch day, 501 tomorrow. Stand by. Thank you so much for listening. The last word is on the way next, and have a lovely evening.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.